Hey, hey, everybody. Hey, hey. So welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is your host, Marty Angel. I'm really excited today. You can probably hear it in my voice. Here it is where we get raw, we get real. The podcast to empower you, the modern Latina, and the mujer moderna, to be more than you think you can be and to find success. So here it is, guys. I'm excited. But let me tell you why I'm so excited. I am very excited because today I get to share something that's very near and dear to my heart. Many moons ago, I was a college professor starting out, and I had a student. And I'm so excited because full circle, and this student is going to be my guest. Her name is Leticia, and let's read her bio. I'm going to read her bio, guys. It's an amazing thing. And then I'll tell you why I chose Leticia to be my guest today. So Leti, first of all, is a Southern California girl with over 7 years of experience in digital marketing, social media management, being a virtual assistant, and working with female entrepreneurs and digital marketing agencies. Here's the deal, guys. She is a Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. She is a self-learned entrepreneur with experience in various fields of marketing, social media, content creation, and copywriting. And I can bet that those are traits that she learned from being in the real world and not what she learned from college. I'm not here to throw down college or whatever, but you guys all know I'm also hashtag the Latina Rebel Professor because I profess that what we're teaching in college isn't always so usable in the real world. But let's hear a little bit more about her. Her favorite part of being a service provider is to help entrepreneurs flourish with their business. And she loves being part of their growth. And she loves to be in partnership with them. And here's something that she didn't write. Besides the fact that she loves reading, writing, dancing, and traveling to new places, here's the part she didn't write, which is my throw-in. This young lady is an amazing young lady. I knew that when she was my student. She's got perseverance, she's got determination, and she's got tenacity. And you know what? Those are the things that we need in order to find success. So I am extremely, extremely privileged and excited to have her here running on the heels of my new course that's also launching, Intro to Social Media 101. And it's 30 days. It'll take you about 30 days to find out whether or not this is really what you want to do. And if you're a micro business, it'll help you know what you need to look for when hiring a social media manager. But let's say this morning, let's say hello to Leticia. Hola, hola, Leticia. So guys, this is a Spanglish kind of thing. But so if we throw in a little bit of a, you know, we throw in a little pepper there, you guys are going to know it's okay. Leti, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing today.
So right now, I know with everything going on, as people are scared and they are scared to kind of put their business out there. But for me, with people doing that, I find myself busier than ever. And the businesses that I'm partnered with right now, they haven't been affected by COVID-19. So I am busy, busy, busy still. And I keep getting busier. People keep coming to me. They're like, we need help. So right now is the perfect time for you to start to be a social media manager or any other done-for-you service or skill that you have right now to offer the world.
Yay. So I have some questions here, if you don't mind, being the professor that I always am, right? I'm really good at asking questions, right? Test time.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So let's say here's what, Let's give a little bit of a history. So a few months ago, both Leticia and I got together because there was a meetup for my coach, which is, the Instagram expert. And we got together and I was telling her, hey, you know what? I'm putting together this course because the college has asked that, you know, I put together a course being a college professor and curriculum specialist. And a marketing specialist guy. So that's really important. So I was putting together this course because a lot of my students still don't know to this day what a social media manager does, didn't even know that they could make money from it, didn't know it was a thing. And that's really important for me because I've always been a professor, I say repurposed because I don't like retired, school administrator, a principal. And I knew back then that I was always wanting to serve the underserved. And that's the Latinas. The Latinas, we have a thing. We're always so coy. We're always so reserved. We're not taught to be out there. We're not taught to speak our mind. We're taught to, you be quiet, you serve, and you stay in the background.
Very true.
Right? And so... Yes. And so I thought, you know, when we got together, I thought, oh my God, I got to tell her we're doing this. And she was so excited. And that's when I said, okay, this is going to be the perfect lead in. This is so perfect because she has been working in this. But tell us, what was your major in college?
I got a degree in psychology.
Good. So psychology, even though we think that it's not really what you need, you actually use psychology, I'm sure, right now, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, how did you find out about being a social media manager?
Well, funny thing you mentioned that. So actually, when I was still in school, I had a hard time finding a job because I had a weird class schedule. It was all over the place. So I couldn't really find a job that I could go to and come back home to or go to class to because I was just all over the place. So I actually met this guy on Craigslist, which is kind of weird to think about now, 8 years later. And I started off as his personal assistant and he was always home. And back then, like, no one talked about you could work from home. And so one day I had the courage to ask him, like, what do you do all day? Like, why are you still home? Like, for me, the concept was you had to leave your house to go to work. And he told me, oh, I'm actually working. And he told me he owned a digital marketing agency and he mostly focused on website development and other aspects of digital marketing. And he told me, do you like being on a computer? And I said, yes, I love the computer. And he's like, great, I'll hire you to work in the agency and I'll teach you everything I know. And that was the starting point for me. So he taught me everything I know about websites, you know, content marketing, social media marketing. And it kind of just went from there. So when it came to me just helping out everybody, I actually did start doing social media. But the only thing I did at that point, because I didn't know anything, was we would get the content, you know, the captions, the links, if there was images for the social media. So I would just get it all from the social media calendar that we had, and I would put all the information into the social media management tool. And that's how I started because I didn't know anything about all the different platforms. So that's kind of how I started, and I learned, you know, this is what social media is. And then he was really big on numbers, so every month we would go look at the numbers and see what content resonated with the audience, and then it's like, okay, that's what we're going to focus on to make more and grow the accounts. So that's where I started, and like I said, I didn't know anything, so I want people to take away, if they don't know anything, there's always a starting point, and then for you to start there, and then as time goes on, you can focus on other platforms or stick to one platform that you like best, and go from there. And that's kind of my message, is just go in, even if you're afraid and you're like, I'm dumb, I don't know this, just do it. Like, that's how I started with everything, is baby steps, you know, learn as you go.
And so that's why I put together this course. Being a college professor, I thought, you know what? I can touch way more lives if I put together this course that is out there, right? That's available to everybody. Because here's the deal. And this really, here's the Latina Rebel Professor coming out right now. Here is what really just lights my little wick on fire, man, is that the problem with this college system that we have is that there's always a limit to how many students can be in a course, right? Mm-hmm. How many students can be in a course? And then, and you know, that's all going to change. I've been saying that for a long time. When I was a principal, I was forcing people to get online to, back in the day, it was just email. Anyway, and then asking, coming to the college when, you know, when I was done with my stint as a principal, coming to the college and thinking, okay, this is where I'm going to end up. I'm going to go from full-time college to part-time, which is where I am. And, you know, with everything else, I'm really focused on, you know, I'm also a consultant for the micro business and small businesses. My husband happens to be the CFO of a microfinance lending company. And even there, when they were actually asking me to come and speak. And so I spoke to 200 people about social media, because I have been in social media for about 3 years now. And you may see that I don't have a lot of followers, but that's on Instagram, but that's okay. But I'm everywhere. You see me, yeah. I'm on the platform of TikTok. I am on LinkedIn. I am on Twitter. I know all the platforms. I have 2 channels on YouTube. I am on all the platforms. And I didn't just go like you. I actually paid coaches, and I have courses that I bought online. And so interestingly enough that you say that, just get out there and learn. So I was realizing that here's the big thing. There's a lot of fear in our students that come from this traditional hierarchy of courses and hierarchy of education. And they need something like that. They need something that's, you know, that's going to be less, you know, it's going to be less money than registering at a college. And the beauty about having this course is they're going to have it for forever. And that once they buy my course, they're going to have access to me, to a VIP room where I'm going to go in there and I'm going to give coaching. So normally people pay me about $100 to $150 for my coaching. If you buy the course, which is a lot less than the registration of, you know, signing up, even at the college where we met, right?
Yeah.
It'll give people, you know, hey, an introduction. Is this really what I want to do? And we talk about all those things you mentioned. Funny that you should mention all those things that you did, you know, the analytics, you know, the software that you use to post up. You know, people don't realize and they're going like, I can't do it, but you can. And you know what? Here's the next question. How important do you think it is? Because I think it's extremely important. How important do you think it is to be bilingual in this day and age, in being and serving the modern Latina, which, by the way, the modern Latina, the biggest amount of new businesses open are being opened right now by approximately 60%. 60% of the new businesses out there are being opened by Latinas. That's a big amount.
I think it's important because I get depressed about that all the time. Like, do you speak Spanish? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And that's why, and a lot of people reach out to me, even though I haven't done a lot of work in Spanish, but people do notice and they do reach out. And a lot of times that's why I get some of the things that I work on, is because I speak 2 languages, even though I don't always use it with them. But they know that if they do get a client in the Latin market, like, that they could use me. to land that client and work on that. And so they have more money.
And it's so needed. Oh my gosh, it's so needed. This is a kind of a Spanglish type of a thing, because sometimes there are people that I interview that only speak Spanish. And for instance, we know that the Latina market is growing, because apart from being a podcaster and a brick and mortar business owner, I'm also a professional network marketer and in the health and wellness field. And what I find is, if there weren't such a big need, then the, you know, my product partner wouldn't have reached out to me and said, we need your leadership and we want to grow we want to put you in charge of growing the Hispanic Latina market in San Diego. That mm-hmm. was like key in to me, being that I was a marketer, you know, in college, I was actually at San Diego State, and I was one of five Latinas in the business department back in the day.
Yeah, even now, like, I don't know a lot of Latina entrepreneurs. Besides you, I only know one other Latina entrepreneur. And she and I, we've talked about it before, that, you know, where is everybody? Why aren't they out there, you know, trying to make money? And we all know that Latinas like money and they like shopping. And it's like, why aren't they trying to do something for themselves? And like you said, a lot of them are scared, you know, that they don't know what they're doing.
Exactly. And so, you know, so I'm very privileged. I'm very blessed to be able to share something like this. And, you know, and I was called to put this course together. It wasn't like that wasn't like on my to-do list, like put this course together. That was because because I noticed that people kept coming to me and said, hey, how do you do this? How do I put this? And how do I do this? And even still, I'm training my tribe to do things, you know, digitally. So I didn't realize that I had become a digital marketer.
And the go-to lady.
Right. And then because I have I have a Shopify store as well. So it's like, I didn't realize that that's what I was. And it was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like you said, there aren't a whole lot of people out there doing Latina. We got to put it in, you know, Latinas. And that means everything from, you know, from the U.S. and any Latin country, whether you or not you want to put yourself in that label. I know that we get the stigma, but, you know, I just think that right now we have such a power to come together. They're out there, and I'll tell you why. And here's the deal. They're out there, and there's money out there for them if they want to do it. Here in San Diego, just my husband, he just, you know, he was like, you know, flabbergasted. They just announced they have like boku butts. I don't even know how many millions, but I know that it's in the millions to lend to the micro business. Now, the micro business, do you know what a micro business is, owner?
Not necessarily.
Okay, so
explain it to me.
Okay, so that's here's the college professor, right? Okay, so here's the deal. So here's the deal is the micro business person is when you have 10 or less employees.
Okay.
A small business is 10 or more.
More.
You know, and okay. then it goes into the other. So micro businesses are still entrepreneurs. And they're called solopreneurs, as well as if you're just one person doing everything, which is where a lot of people start out in the network marketing field, right?
Right.
So if somebody were to say to me, okay, how can you begin to be, you know, to create multiple streams of income? I would say to them, social media management, digital marketing, because they're not always the same, digital marketing, network marketing, right? Because the entry cost of learning those things and beginning to do those things is very low.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really important for us to, as Latinas, to get out there. And I'm so excited to, you know, have you here. And would you say that social media in and of itself, along with digital marketing in and of itself, has changed within the last, I think within the last 2 years, it's changed a lot, but within the last 3 months, it has changed dramatically. Would you agree?
Yes. The trends are different.
Yeah. I think, and now that we're in this COVID-19 thing, it's really important for people to realize that they can't just be sitting at home waiting for the job to call them, that we're being pushed into what's called the gig economy. If we didn't believe that it was here before, we've got to believe that it's here now, because people are doing gigs, and it's not just all about being offline, but you got to be able to do it offline and online, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, yeah.
And I think as a Latina and Latinas, like my friends that are Latinas, they're very skeptical and they don't always believe me on how much money I make working from home. They're like, oh no, like I could never do that. Cause I have friends that, you know, that become moms and they're like, I want to spend more time with my children or with my family. And I have other obligations. And I said, well, I may not have kids, but I do have other obligations. And, you know, I set my own schedule. You know, I tell people, you know, I'm available this day and maybe not this day. And, you know, and I just want that skepticism to go away, because anyone can do it. You, like you said, you just have to be determined and know how to do it, and anyone can do it and be successful.
I agree. And that's what this podcast is all about. You know, I've had to pivot. I started out, you know, me as a yoga professor, and people always come to me because they say, oh, my voice, when I put on my meditation voice, you know, my kids always laugh at me, and then they go, Mom, you're using your meditation voice on me. Mom, you're using your hypnosis voice. Mom, you're using... So I have all these voices, right? But what's really important is I pivoted this, because I think what we need to, more of us need to get out there and say, look, this is what you can do. This is how it's possible. But it's not possible if you don't take action.
Right.
You've got to take action. You've got to be consistent. And like you said, you've got to believe. Belief. Oh my goodness, belief. And that's a lot of the, you know, a lot of mindset that I'm going to be giving inside the group. The mindset, because that mindset keeps us here, because it's been embedded in coming through our chakra number 1 and 2, hence my book, Change Your Energy, Change Your Life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So remember the book, my book that's been forever out there is now coming to light, with so many people actually reading it and going like, oh my gosh. So I wrote it because I call it divinely guided to write that book, because I'll kid you not, I was, you know, I had just finished my stint as a principal, and then all of a sudden I go, you know, it was like, I'm going to write this book, I wrote it, and the publisher got it, and he's going like, oh my gosh, yes, you're a visionary, and I'm going like, well, okay, whatever, but you know.
You're like, this is me every day.
It was like, but you know, it was so, you know, you've got to get out there and just do. I mean,
I agree.
I just did. I just did. That's all I can say is I just did. I didn't think about it. I didn't stop to say, well, would anybody buy this? Well, you know, what if they don't? You know, I encourage everybody to believe in themselves, and you know, that little voice inside your head that you think it's just saying like, you know, hey, Leticia, go out and do this and ask this. You didn't listen. You just followed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you asked that guy, when you asked his, you know, what are you doing? You followed. You actionated, as I say. You actionated. You accepted.
Yeah. And that's another thing, like, I want people to know is, like, because when I started, there was no courses online at all. That was because I started 8 years ago, so there was no courses. So everything I learned was through other agencies' blogs, through YouTube a little bit. And then it wasn't until maybe 3 or 4 years ago that I started investing in courses more regularly. So I tried to buy at least one or two every year. And, you know, I spend the whole year going through it because every time, like you said, you're giving lifetime access. And I think that's important because especially in social media, things are always changing. There's always new, you know, new platforms like TikTok is new. And, you know, we had Vine, we had Snapchat, and like it's always evolving. And I think it's important that, you know, they have lifetime access. You'll be updating it. And so they'll be able to be like, oh, I can probably do that one too. But also for me, why you stick to one or two courses is where I start maybe, like, let's say if I started in January, maybe I revisit the course a few months later. Like, I always get something out of it that I didn't get the first time through because, you know, obviously we grow. And so that's important for me is to be able to go back later and be like, oh, I missed this the first time. I can try this now, you know?
Right, right. And that's really exciting. So, you know, and I just really, you know, put my course together with, you know, with excitement. And I thought, where am I going to bring Lethe in? Where am I going to bring Lethe in? Because I've been watching you, you know, I've been watching you on social media for as long as I've been out there too. And it's like, it just gives me so much pride and so much pleasure. I'm not the one that taught you the social media, but
helped me with mindset and yoga. That's kind of where I started that. I remember we did the affirmations a lot and watching your thoughts, and I still do it now. I don't know how many years later, I think 10, 12 years later, you know, I still do it, you know, and that's helped me with this as well. So it's important to work on your mindset as well.
Yes, yes. And so I'm just really excited for those of you guys that are listening and who actually, you know, want to purchase this course and you want to get a discount. Right now, the course normally would run $97, but I'm giving, you know, a discount. So it's only going to be $49. But if they're actual podcast listeners, if you're listening to the podcast, and you actually reach out to me via either, you know, DM me or PM me or send me an email or send me a text and say you want, you know, you would love to purchase this course. I'm actually giving giving it away basically for $29, $29.99. So it's like that is like unheard of, right? Would you say that?
But because I've spent thousands on just one course.
Yes, me me too, right?
Yeah.
And so I just want everybody to, you know, who comes to the end of this time to realize that that's my way of giving back, especially if you've taken the time. See, this is where we're going to stand out. I would say that this is where you're going to stand out. You've made it to the end of this podcast. You're taking action by either DM me, or you can even reach out to Lethe. If you reach out to Lethe, DM us, PM us, email us, somehow reach out to us, say you want this course, she will get in touch with me and we will go ahead and send you, you know, the information to get this course for $29.95. Or 99, excuse me, $29.99, right?
Right.
And, yeah. Right? All the nines, right?
All the nines.
And then, you know what, guys? I'm going to ask Lethe to come into that private Facebook group and give us some more tips and tricks. Imagine you are having us in your hip pocket, guys. You can do this. Tú puedes hacerlo. No tengas miedo. No te detengas. Hazlo ahorita. Okay? Mándame un mensaje. Mándale a Lethe un mensaje. Nos encuentras en social media. Nos encuentras en Instagram. You can find us in Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us
everywhere.
You can find us anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Just Google Marty Angel blog and it'll come up, or Marty Angel, you know, quote. Somebody, one of my students says, I know, I've saved all your quotes. I just put in there Marty Angel quotes.
It's like, hey, no. That's marketing for you, though.
Okay, so, but anyway, so thank you so much, sweetheart. for being on. And I really appreciate it. And I appreciate everybody that's actually listening to this. And this is Marty Angel signing off with my beautiful guest, former student, Letty. And you got any parting words, Letty?
Just go out there and do it. And you will be successful. And you can create the life that you've always wanted without any bosses being micromanaged. And, you know, you can create a good life for yourself and for your family. And it's just up to you to do the work.
Namaste.